Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and thank you to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And today we're talking about something that many people have a hard time dealing with and understanding, and it is abandonment. So we're going to read the scriptures and we're going to read the devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series, and then we're going to discuss it here today. This is a very important message, so please listen to the whole message if you can. And if you're listening to this and you missed some of it, just go back and listen to it again and again on our website, so you can just really grasp what's being said here. So we read the devotional now, and it says, abandonment is a state of mind, loved one. And considering it from a supernatural perspective, abandonment is a state of mind resulting from Yahweh's faithfulness. Indeed, let the mighty one be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Romans 3, verse 4. From Psalms 51:4. And has not every previously declared that the wages of sin is death? Romans 6, verse 23. Because this is true, the mind that experiences thoughts of abandonment is a mind that has most assuredly paid its wages for sin. It is in the most intense and dramatic depiction of abandonment that we witness the iniquity of justice of Yahweh. He demands the unimaginable price for our sins, and then he accepts his son's payment for our debts, his life for us. It is the single greatest act of humans have ever known. The gift of the mighty one is eternal life in the Messiah Yeshua, our master. Romans 6, verse 23. Sin demanded the experience of abandonment. Almighty Father, why have you abandoned me, forsaken me? Matthew 27, verse 46, from Psalms 22, verse 1. Therefore, the feeling of abandonment is an absolute must if Yahweh is to remain faithful. Otherwise, you would never realize you had turned from obeying Him. The wages of sin is the fear of abandonment. The gift of life is Yeshua's willingness to feel abandoned for you. But do not abuse this pure and perfect gift by assuming it gives you permission to sin. This truth is reason enough to have great hope and rejoice. A supernatural fever, if you will. Think about it. You can be confident that you will always be recognized when your mind is sick, because your eternal monologue speaks so clearly. Something is amiss between me and my maker. This becomes the key that unlocks the door of oneness. Help me see sin, Father, that I may dwell with you. The feeling of abandonment is just one of many options Yahweh has to bring conviction. All negative thoughts are rooted in sin, disobedience to the commands of Yahweh. Therefore, the experience of any negative thought can be considered a gift from Yahweh, safeguard, so to speak. Yahweh is sovereign over everything. Ponder it, submit to it, walk this out. It all leads to one remarkable discovery. It is never He who abandons you, but rather you who attempt to abandon Him. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Hebrews 13, verse 5. That is our devotional here for this day, and we're going to look into this more deeply, because this is a topic many people haven't touched as well as they need to and touch as well as they should. So I want to get into this idea of abandonment and what the scriptures say about this. It was Yeshua, our very Messiah, that says, my Elohim, why have you forsaken me? And we all go through these times where it feels like Yahweh has abandoned us. It feels like He has left us. This is the way it may appear to us. Oftentimes we might think He's mad at us or something, and He wants to leave us. We pray and we don't hear from him. And we think it's him not listening to us. We have to remember. We have to remember what the scriptures say about these things. We have to remember all the scriptures and all the people in the scriptures that went through the trials that you're going through. David, Job, Paul, all of them. They went through these thoughts, these emotions, and these situations. Just remember this, everybody. Yahweh did not bring you this far to abandon you. Remember that. However the enemy wants you to make you believe to seem, and how it may feel at times, Yahweh will not abandon you. Lamentations 5:19 to verse 22 says, "You, Yahweh, reign forever. Your throne endures from generation to generation. Why do you always forget us? Why do you forsake us so long? Restore us to yourself, Yahweh, that we may return. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are angry with us beyond measure." This is the way we feel sometimes. But the trials are good for you. They build you up. They help you. James 1 verses 2 to 4 said, "Consider it a pure joy, my brothers, when you are involved in various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. But you must let endurance have its full effect, so that you may mature and be complete, lacking nothing." 1 Peter 1 verses 6 and 7 says, "Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if you need be, you are in heavens throughout manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than the gold that preserves, through it be trialed with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and the glory appearing of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah." And Romans 5 verses 3 and 5 says, "And not only that, but we also rejoice in our afflictions, because we know that the affliction produces endurance, and endurance produces proven character, and proven character produces hope. This hope will not disappoint us, because Yahweh's love has been poured out in our hearts through the set-apart Spirit who has been given to us." Do we get this? Do we understand this? As it says in Philippians 2:13, "For Yahweh who is working in you, enabling you both to desire and to work out for his good purpose." He will never abandon us. We can never get that thought in our mind to think that. That's what the enemy wants us to believe. Stop it. Stop it. Be encouraged. Do not be dismayed. You may have times in your life where you seem like Yahweh has, in fact, abandoned you. It may seem like he's forsaken you, but we need to understand what the scriptures say about these things. It says in Isaiah 49, verse 15 and 16, "Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will not I forget thee. Behold, I have grieved thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." Psalms 27:10 says, "Though my father and mother abandon me, Yahweh gathers me up." And Psalms 9, verses 10 and 11 says, "Those who know your name will trust you, for you have not forsaken those who seek you, Yahweh. Sing praises to Yahweh who dwells in Zion, declares his mighty deeds among the people." Do we get this? We have to have faith and trust in who he says he was. He can never lie, and he promised he will never leave us. Joshua 1 verse 9 says, "I commanded you, haven't I? Be strong and courageous. Don't be fearful or discouraged, because Yahweh Elohim is with you wherever you go." I want you to understand this. In those times of you feeling abandoned, those times of you feeling alone, that feeling, that emotion, that's the enemy pulling you away from that security of Yahweh that says, "I am your rock and your fortress, and I will never leave you. Come to me, I will take you under my wing." That's what he does. Hebrews 13, 5, verse 5 and 6 says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be satisfied with what you have. Yahweh has said, I will never leave you. I will never run away from you." So we can feel sure and say, "Yahweh is my helper. I will not be afraid. People can do nothing to me." The confidence that we have in believing that. The confidence we have in knowing and trusting that. Psalms 37 verse 28 says, "Indeed, Yahweh loves justice. and he will not abandon his godly ones. They are kept safe forever, but the lawless will be chased away, and the descendants of the wicked will be cut off. You understand the reward, the blessing. We follow him. His plan is for a future and hope for us. He will never leave us. You know, it's easy to praise him on those peaks, but what about in those valleys? He will never leave us. Leviticus 26:44 says, yet in spite of this, while they are in the land, their enemies, I will not reject nor abhor them as to destroy them and break my covenant with them, since I am Yahweh, their Elohim. Now, it's a natural feeling sometimes to feel abandoned when all the walls are coming in and crushing down on us. And we discussed this week in many of the devotionals, how it seems like there's just no hope. All these things that can go wrong. I'm not going to name each one right now because we've done that, and I don't want to keep reminding people. But there's no hope. Why? It's too much stress. You know, and we look at, you know, this isn't just you. This is a common thing. You know, we look in the scriptures. We see even Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah who came down as a man. He could even question our wonderful Creator and say, why have you abandoned me? For him to get to that point and say that just shows you that we can get to that point and think that. You know, then you look at David. King David says he had a man of Yahweh's own heart. King David. And it says, how long, O Yahweh, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel of my soul and my sorrow in my heart all day? How long, my enemy, will be exalted over me in Psalm 13, 1 and 2. There are times, not just Yeshua and David felt abandoned. Many people in scripture have felt that way. What about John in Matthew 11, 2 and 4? When he was in prison, so he sent his disciples to ask Yeshua, are you the Messiah we've been expecting, or should we keep looking for someone else? You know, John was in jail. He didn't know. He didn't even know. He didn't even trust. I mean, he saw Yeshua. He knew, but he still got to question that. We have to. The key is this. The key is this. This is powerful. What I'm going to tell you right now, and I want everyone to listen to this. Trust in Yahweh, not in your circumstances. Wow, I wish somebody would have told me that 20 or 30 years ago. Trust in Yahweh, not in your circumstances. Wow. What does it say in Wisdom 3, verse 5 and 6? Wisdom is another word for Proverbs. Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. The circumstance in our life might not seem too great right now. It might not seem that Yahweh is fighting for us right now. Don't doubt him. Don't doubt his words. He knows everything we need and when we need it and how we need it. But he wants us to cry out to him. He wants to hear us. He wants us to know that we're relying on him. Never stop. Never stop crying on him. Psalm 71 verses 9 to 12 says, do not reject me in my old age. When my strength fails, do not abandon me. For my enemies talk about me. Those waiting for a chance to kill me plot my demise. They say Yahweh has abandoned him. Run and seize him, for there is no one who will rescue him. O Yahweh, do not remain far away from me. My Elohim, hurry and help me. Cry to him and call to him, especially those times. Not only those times when times are good, but when those times are bad and you seem lost and you seem like there's no hope. Those are the times he wants you to call out for him. Jeremiah 14 verse 9 says, Are you also confused? Is our champion helpless to save us? You are right here among us, Yahweh. We are known as your people. Please don't abandon us now. Calling out and asking him. And 1 Peter 5 verses 6 and 7 says, and Yahweh will exalt you in due time. If you humble yourselves under his mighty hand, casting all your cares on him, because he cares for you. Do we get that? We have to remember what he's doing for us. Remember that. Nothing will ever separate us from his love. Nothing. Nothing. It says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 and 10, in every way we are troubled but not crushed, frustrated but not in despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. We always carry around the death of Yeshua in our bodies so that the life of Yeshua may be clearly shown in our bodies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never giving up. Never giving up. Never giving in. There'll be troubles in life, but that's where Yahweh rises. He is our refuge. And he says, I'll always be there for you. Yahweh is our refuge and our strength and always present and helping us in our troubles, whether we know it or not. A stronghold in a day of trouble. He knows them and trust in him. We got to get this and understand this. It says in Psalms 9, verses 9 and 10, those that know your name, trust in you. For you, Yahweh, have never forsaken those who seek you. My question today isn't, do you feel abandoned? My question today to you is, how much are you seeking Yahweh? How much are you trusting Yahweh? Instead of your own circumstances, you're trusting in him. Our refuge in times of trouble, it says in Psalms 59, 16. It says in Psalm 62:8 to trust in him at all times. Pour your hearts to him, for he is our refuge. We must cry out to him. Pray, pray, pray. And never cease to stop praying. Psalms 91:15 says, when they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble, and I will rescue them and honor them. I will deliver you, and I will honor you. We get this. The righteous cry out, and Yahweh hears them, as it says in Psalms 34. It says in James 5:13, is any one of you suffering? Then he must pray. Anyone cheerful? He must sing praises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look for those joys during those tough times, in those trials we're going through. Consider it all a joy, as it says in James, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces this endurance, preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. We must remember this. Yahweh rescues his children from the troubles. And those troubles fall into wicked, and those children are set free. The peace that he wants us to experience, as it says in John 16:33, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you have trouble, but take heart. I have come to overcome this world, and nothing shall separate us from the love of Yahweh. Nothing. Yahweh is our comfort, the comforter. He gives us the peace. He comforts those in troubles. He comforts those. He will not forsake you. Don't listen to the enemy. Don't think of human wisdom. He will not forsake you. I just love the song in Psalms 34. This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him and saved him from all his troubles. From all his troubles, Psalms 143:11 says, for your name's sake, O Yahweh, preserve my life in your righteousness and bring my soul out of trouble. And Yahweh's reply to all of us in Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. There's nothing we could lose in life and be sad about. If we have Yahweh, we can remain strong in his plan. His plan that stands firm forever, forever. It says in Psalms 33:11, not for some time, but forever. Psalms 4:19 will supply all your needs, all the riches and the glory of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Remember this, what it says in the scriptures in Psalms 37:25. I have been young and now I am old, but I have never seen a righteous person abandoned or his descendants begging for food. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for this wonderful day you have made. Thank you. Let us all rejoice in it. Above all, pursue the kingdom and his righteousness in all things, and you will be given to you. It will be given to you as well. Never, never have fear or anxiety about these things that you're not sure about. Yahweh says, come to me. Come to me, all who are tired of carrying a heavy load, and I will give you rest. Place my yoke over your shoulders and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble. Then you will find rest for yourselves, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Do you know what that means when it says his yoke? His yoke? You know, they had these horses that had these yokes tied around their necks to pull the carriage. You know, and that yoke isn't holding us back. That yoke is easy. Yeshua's yoke is easy, as it says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 16:33, I've told you this so that through me you may have peace. Peace. Remember in Isaiah 43, it says, remember not from the former things, nor consider the things of the old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do not perceive it. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. All things can be done through him. If you trust and believe that he spoke everything into existence and everything happened, if you trust and believe that he parted the sea, he lifted people up from the dead, why can't he take you out of your problems? Why can't he heal your situations? You must have the faith and you must trust and you must pray for the way you should go. It says in Isaiah 48:17, I am Yahweh your Elohim who teaches you for your benefit, who leads in the way you should go. Psalms 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you concerning the path you should walk. I will direct you with my eye. Yahweh will never forsake you. Yahweh will never forsake you. Remember that and hold close to that. Psalms 91:14 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows my name. Hallelujah. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. He will never abandon those who are seeking him. Remember that. We must be patient and wait for him. Patient not just in our joys, but also patient in our afflictions. Be persistent. Never stop praying. Wait for Yahweh's help. Be strong and brave and wait for his help. We must continue to pray in our trials. It's one thing to praise him at the good times. But when things are down, when things are dark, remember that light in the darkness. I love what Job says in verse 121. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. Yahweh gave, and Yahweh has taken away. May the name of Yahweh be praised. Nothing, nothing can separate us from his love. Remember that again. Stop focusing on your circumstances, and focus on our Creator and his promises to us. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that this, all who love Yahweh, all things work together for good. And those are called according to his purpose. And not by this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that the tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proving character, and proving character hope. Romans 5, verses 3 and 4. Yes, we have the divine protection of our Creator. What more can we ask for? We got everything we need in him, protecting us from everything that is not of him. The Bible says, for Yahweh watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to death. Which path are you choosing today? If you've chose that path to righteousness, you have nothing to worry about. Yahweh watches over you. Yahweh takes you under his wing. Yahweh is your refuge. No harm will ever overtake you. No disaster will come near to your tent. For his command, his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Psalm 91 verses 10 and 11. And we all know what it says in Isaiah, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that accuses you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of my servants of Yahweh, and their vindication is from me, declares Yahweh. Whoever listens will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Hallelujah. Proverbs 1:33. Whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Psalm 34 says, the angel of Yahweh is on guard, and he surrounds and defends all who fear him. The divine holy protection of our Creator. Instead of thinking you're abandoned, think of you're saved. Instead of thinking you're left alone, think of he's there with you. Think the things that are real and true, and not the things the enemy wants you to believe of this little tiny world we live in. But think about eternity that's waiting for us. No matter how bad the situation may seem, trust in Yahweh. Always. Psalms 112 says, surely the righteous will never be shaken, and they will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts will be steadfast, trusting in Yahweh, a refuge in times of trouble. I will praise his word. I will put my trust in him. Proverbs 9:25 says it very well. The fear of man will provide a snare, but whoever trusts in Yahweh, he will keep safe. Kept safe. Hallelujah. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you, as it says in Deuteronomy 31. What more assurance do you need than that? There's no insurance you could buy that's better than that. There's nothing you could buy that's going to help you more than that. Genesis 28, verse 15 says, I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until you have done what I have promised you. Yahweh has promised us something much greater than we could ever imagine. It says in Proverbs 3, 24 to 26, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for Yahweh will be at your side, and I will keep your foot from being snared. Not even a step in the wrong direction. He will guide us as a light. His word is a light to us, and he will carry our feet on that narrow path, step by step, not even one step off that path, to stay focused on him. Psalms 27:1, David said, Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Take refuge for him. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He is my refuge, my fortress, my Elohim, in whom I trust. Hallelujah. Don't put your trust in anything more than him. Don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in Yahweh. The name of Yahweh is a strong fortress, and those who are holy and set apart run to him and are safe. Are you running to him? Are you running to him? Or are you seeking man's ways and man's things? Or are you running to our Creator in prayer? People tell me, oh, they waited in an emergency room for hours. Were you praying in that emergency room for hours? People tell me they're going through tough times in their life. Somebody came to me the other day and they said, oh, they're having a lot of difficulties. And they did this, and nothing seemed to work. And my question to them was, how many hours have you spent in prayer the last couple of days? How many hours have you spent in prayer the last couple of days? And they look at me with a strange look. Hours? How do you expect me to be praying for hours, especially when I'm going through stuff? I don't have time to pray. Well, with that attitude, what are you expecting? What are you expecting? We have to understand this, understand about prayer and the power of prayer. Remember, Exodus 14:14 says, Yahweh will fight for you. Remember what it says. Yahweh is a warrior. Yahweh is his name. Hallelujah. There's so many examples in the scripture. There's so many examples in scripture. We are not abandoned. He will not abandon us. He will not leave us. He's there. Speak to him. Talk to him. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Hallelujah, everybody. Have a blessed day today. Yahweh be with you all. And remember, he's always, always with you. Just because you're going through some valleys doesn't mean he doesn't want you there. It means he doesn't want you there alone. Seek him and you will find him. Put your trust in him and he will bless you. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. I come for life. I come for peace. I come before you on my knees. Lord, you're my cry. You're all I need, oh God. I come to hear my debts have all been paid, and hear my sins are washed away.